Recently, I had a friend pass away, and it seems to have concentrated my mind on my documentary work and what I would call my true work. And it's an interesting story that started out having to do with dogs, but turned into much more than that. So this old black guy up in Chicago named Gypsy, we kind of just, two souls in the night, just basically crossed each other's paths and recognized one another, as oftentimes soulmates do. And we developed a friendship over time. We weren't friends a long time, and we actually never met in person, but we became good friends. He's a grandmaster dog trainer of a very unique school of dog training, and he had pancreatic cancer, and he was wanting to impart to me the lineage, the tradition of his philosophy and his school of training, and we had lots and lots of conversations. I mean, the guy called me from his deathbed many times, where literally passing out on the phone, trying to give me this knowledge, this information. And it's been a mixed bag for me, you know, thinking to myself, of all the people this guy could call, as a matter of fact, he called hours before he died. But anyway, there's all that's in there. And I was really pleased that I was able to, and my goal was to provide some joy and some hope and some optimism in the last dying days of an old man's life. And I feel like I really succeeded in doing that. But the other interesting thing was the racial component to this. So he was worried about a lot of different people, you know. The dog training world is highly competitive, and a lot of egos involved. And like he said, there can't be no daylight between us, and because you know, when I certify you as a trainer, and a lot of people are gonna come at me. For various reasons, but I had told him when we first met that I was a controversial individual, and there was a lot of hate videos out there, and I even told him people, you know, say that I'm a racist, and so as our relationship developed, he wanted to talk about this, and I was like, hell yeah, let's talk about it, because there can't be no daylight between us. And so it was funny. He's like, man, my phone is burning up, man. I was like, I said, I bet it is, man. And he says, yeah. He's like, all these brothers are calling me and saying, man, you know this dude's a white supremacist, don't you? And Gypsy was like, I would always ask him, you know, what makes you say that, man? You know, and everybody would say, well, that's what I've heard, you know. And so what Gypsy was getting to is no one could, you know, come up with, you know, here's why he's a white supremacist, just what they were heard. So, you know, his phone's burning up. So we got into a conversation, and we actually got into a big argument because, you know, we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. And it was good. It was beautiful. It was beautiful because it's reflective, I think, of what's going on in our society and our culture, the racial tensions that have really, really increased, I would say, over the last 10 years or so. But what's unique about it, rather than hating each other and all that, we were able to dust ourselves off as two grown adult men and shake hands and continue walking forward. Despite those differences, there's the things that are similar, right? So, you know, my position is, I don't want to judge someone. Here's what I've learned in my almost 60 years on this earth, man. Good and bad people come in all flavors, all colors, all shapes, all sizes. I learned probably a long time ago that you don't judge someone by the clothes that they wear, the house that they own. I mean, they can be indicators of certain things. There's no doubt about that, but you got to be careful with it, man, because I've known some really, really decent people who ain't got a pot to piss in. And I've known some really, 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 really scoundrel people that have far more blessings than they probably deserve, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter to me what kind of car you own or what church you go to or what pigment your skin is. And me and Gypsy were the same like that. That being said, where we're different is I recognize that, you know, I agree with Willie Nelson and that whole sentiment that, you know, we're all the same, right? I agree with that, but that's only partially true. My tears are the same tears of cavemen. You know, it's right. We all share these human qualities and all of these things and these joys and our hopes and... That being said, there are profound differences between people and groups of peoples and ethnicities. There's genetic and biological and psychological differences between racial groups. There's cultural differences, historical differences, profound differences between people. I mean, we know today that there's different mixtures of different hominoids between different racial groups. So we have slightly different DNA mixtures, different disease propensities, different IQ averages, all kinds of things. And here's the thing. I think I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I don't think I have to share in that fractured worldview where everybody's the same, that pathological equality, that pathological flatland worldview that's in denial of all of the differences in the world. I don't think I have to be in denial of that to be a morally and ethically good person that wants justice and human well-being for people. I think that I can have a good friendship, a love. His wife texted me after he passed and said, "You know, he loved you, Chuck." And I loved him too. And I don't care what color he was. Ridiculous. But I can do that at the same time. I can recognize the realities of human biodiversity. I don't understand. Just because someone accepts the reality of, say, like Asians having higher IQs than Caucasians on average, I can take that and accept that as reality. Without any hatred, without any bigotry, without any desire to suppress, oppress, hold down, steal. those things don't equate. Just because you recognize the differences within people, and some of them are sad differences. They're hard to swallow differences. They are, I understand that. They're hard to grapple with, there's no doubt. But, and I think Gypsy recognized the purity in me in that. And that's why we could go on. I didn't hide. He knew exactly what I thought, what I felt. I'm not ashamed of it. And that's what he kind of said. He said it was from the heart, what you said. And therefore, it wasn't disrespectful. I said I wanted to apologize if I said anything disrespectful. And he had said that... It was from your heart and soul, so, you know. But I think we need to, you know, I don't know, man, regroup or something. People are different. And to me, accepting these realities is the best way to move forward for increasing the greatest well-being. And no matter how well-intentioned, the kind of Willie Nelson, we're all the same, type worldview, I know it's very well-intentioned, it ends up causing more misery. It really does, because it's not fully in grasp of the nature of reality. And, I just wanted to say, and also it has concentrated my mind, because I can't carry on Gypsy's legacy. Only we can tell our stories, man. And we need to tell them while we're here. So I'm focusing on my work a lot more, and going to be producing quite a bit of stuff here for what I have to say about these things. I just wanted to share that with everybody, and Happy New Year.